Hello, my name is Jamie Mackerel, and this is your regular chunk of politics for News Junkie. So, only a matter of days after First Minister Peter Robinson telling us about how he intends to get rid of the them and us politics, the Assembly erupts in a them and us debate. Employment and Learning Minister Stephen Farry announced that Stranmills would be merging with Queen's. The minister said that Queen's would be able to invest significantly more for maintenance than his department could. I spoke to Chair of the Employment and Learning Committee, Basil McRae, who said the financial constraints of the department were due to a failure to raise tuition fees. So, Basil McRae, how do you feel about the minister's announcement today about the how he's going to move forward with teacher training in the future?
Well, I think he's rather hung Stranmills out to dry. He says that a merger is the only way forward. It's a merger with Queen's, that if they don't do that, financially it looks very bleak, and yet he doesn't feel able to either bring forward legislation that will permit the merger or give them money to tide them over until such legislation is available. So that's not a great position for them to be in. And some of the other things that he said were quite contentious, and you probably saw from the reaction in the chamber that he didn't win a lot of friends today.
And the minister himself, you know, was constantly talking about huge budgetary constraints in his department. Do you think that there would be any way around it without putting even more pressure on those budgets?
Well, the minister's correct to say that his department is under pressure, but as indeed is every other department. But that's a natural outworking of the failure to put up student fees. You know, we've had to strip every budget bare for every other pot to look after student fees, which, fair enough, that's what you do. But what it does do is it leaves you very exposed for teacher training, for apprentices, for steps to work, for all of these issues. And, you know, we're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
In his statement, the minister said he would ultimately like to see one teacher training facility in Northern Ireland. He said this would be more sustainable and said the current system was a cost of division. Sinn Féin's Paul Maskey defended the viability of St Mary's College and said the minister should not be interfering with St Mary's College's business. Okay, so Paul Maskey, you were quite annoyed at what the minister had to say in the statement yesterday about teacher training facilities. What exactly was it that angered you about that?
Well, what's angered me the most is that, if you think of it, Stranmills has agreed to merge with Queen's. That merger's not going ahead now because of political interference. Other political parties, as well as the minister, now brought St Mary's into it, who never agreed with any merger in the first place. St Mary's is a very sustainable and an autonomous university in its own right, and it should be left to flourish as well. So I think that the decision from the minister yesterday with regards to his statement is wrong. He should back off. He should progress with the merger of Stranmills, possibly, if that's what Stranmills want, but not to interfere with St Mary's, because St Mary's has one of the most success rates with regards to teacher employment after the students graduate.
And the minister did say in the statement, though, that he was confident higher education would continue at St Mary's. Is that enough for you, then?
Well, see, I don't know how it can be. If the minister reduces the numbers down any further, the then numbers aren't going ahead within two St Mary's, and then that makes St Mary's unviable, which I think is a very strange decision from the minister. As I say, St Mary's has one of the most success rates for people finding employment after they graduate, so we shouldn't tinker with it. If it's not broke, why fix it? And I think that's the big issue what the minister has to address.
MLAs clashed again in the chamber after the DUP tabled a motion on mandatory sentences for anyone committing violent crimes against an elderly person. The motion narrowly passed by only 3 votes. I spoke to the Alliance Party's Stuart Dixon, who voted against the motion. Okay, so Stuart Dixon, the motion today obviously went on through. Are you a bit annoyed that this has gone ahead, despite, you know, being in opposition to it?
Yes, I am disappointed. I can understand the knee-jerk attraction for the DUP in Peter Robinson's statement about pack your bags or going to jail, but the reality is we've got to trust the judges on this one. And the Lord Chief Justice has promised us appropriate sentencing guidelines, and I think that the discretion of the judges is the far more important issue with regards to this. The reality is that the fear of crime is what concerns elderly people in our community, and the reality is what we need to see is ensure that the PS&I have the appropriate resources to actually catch catch the people who commit the crimes, but I have every confidence the courts will hand down the appropriate sentences.
The mandatory sentence has not been put into law, however it is part of the executive's draft programme for government, and the DUP have said they will attempt a private member's bill if necessary to make this law.